Hey, what's up? This is Jesse. You're listening to The Marketing Commute, Episode 4. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Marketing Commute Podcast. Today, I want to talk about Instagram and automating your Instagram account and why it's a terrible idea. So I know if you've spent any time on Instagram, then you have absolutely been followed, at least, or had a comment by one of these Instagram accounts where people have set up automation. They've connected to one of these apps and services that say that they'll grow your followers and you'll get 1,000 followers in a month, or you know, they'll automatically follow people based on criteria you give them, or they'll automatically like pictures or post comments on photos that you've set up criteria for them to do. And let me tell you, this is the absolute worst thing you could do for your Instagram account. It is not important how many followers you have. It is important the quality of the followers you have. You could have 100 engaged followers, and those are going to be 10 times more valuable than 1,000 disengaged followers. So what does this automation do for your account? Here's what it does. It shows people that you're not there. You're not actually behind your account. You're not engaged with your followers. It shows people that they know that you've automated it because they see a post or a comment on a photo that says, "I love this photo, really great content." It has nothing to do with the actual picture. And let me warn you, be careful setting these up, because I have heard stories of the awkward conversation that ensues after you set up an automated comment service and it comments on some teenager's photo. And so now you look like a creeper, you know, or it comments on something that has nothing to do with what you're providing. And it looks really bad on you, and that can really create a negative look on your Instagram account and your company if that's what you're doing this for. The same thing on likes. People can say, "Well, why is this company liking my photos?" Or, "Why did this outdoor company like the picture of me and my best friends while we were at the pool?" Or, "Me and my family." You know, it's weird. It would be less weird if you are being engaged with your followers and you have very few followers that are super engaged and they expect you to comment because you've been so engaged so far and they appreciate that. But to get a random comment that's automated, it looks super weird, and it's really a bad look for your Instagram account. So ignore the temptation to sign up for some of these automated accounts, and especially to pay for them, because it's going to do nothing but hurt your Instagram account. Even if you can safely add thousands of followers this way without any kickback, those followers are not going to be valuable. You're going to pay for nothing. So the best way to add followers to your Instagram account or to grow your Instagram account is actually to manually follow other accounts and other people that you feel like are your ideal customers. Go comment on photos that are places that they comment on. You know, if you have an outdoor brand, apparel brand, or a product brand, go comment on somebody's hiking photo or their nice outdoor photo. You know, follow those hashtags that are appropriate to your brand and become super engaged in those. People will notice you that way. They will appreciate that you are engaged. They will want to get engaged with you. They will follow you. They will be more interested in your products. So don't do the automation. Do it manually. Is it more work? Yes. But is it worth it? Absolutely. That's how you gain valuable followers, engaged followers, and potential customers through social media and Instagram, is by doing it manually. Do it the hard way, but do it the real way. Show them that you're a human and they'll want to do business with you. They'll appreciate what you're providing and the content that you're putting out there and the comments that you make. So, all right, that's it for today. Just got to work. Just wanted to give that little feedback on Instagram because I've been getting a ton of followers lately that are just the automated stuff. And I can tell, you know, there's like Hiking HQ 1, Hiking HQ 2, Hiking HQ 3. So somewhere, somebody thinks that it's valuable to create 10 different hiking accounts, set up scheduled posts to automatically post on their own, automatically follow people and post comments, and that it's absolutely worthless. It's going to get them nowhere. You may sell a few items that way, but long term, you are not going to have the proper success doing that. So don't try and you know, sneak in and don't try and cheat to get followers on Instagram. It's going to be worthless. Do it the right way, and you're going to see value almost immediately as soon as you get these followers and they're engaged and you're putting in the work to engage back. That's where you're going to find long-term success on social media. So that's it. Episode 4. See you again next time for episode 5. In the meantime, you can find all the ways to follow me or get in touch with me at my blog, jessepoteet.com. Also, follow this podcast on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind leaving a review and a rating, that would be awesome. Or you can follow it on anchor.fm, and you can leave a voicemail there. And I'd love to hear your feedback or your questions, and we can play those on the podcast and answer them on a future episode. So until next time, I'll see you and have a great week.